Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Boy, the actor they got to portray Michael Jackson looks a lot like him.
Yeah.
Ironically, his last name is also Jackson.
Unrelated. Isn't there some relation?
Well, let me find out. His name is Jafar Jackson. Is he related in he's the son of Jermaine Jackson.
I didn't know that.
Well, that would make sense that they look alike.
His nephew, then.
Yeah.
Dan, Okay. Can we talk about your Walmart shopping cart experience a couple of weeks ago? It's been in my stack. The photo is so funny and so peculiar. I don't know that I've ever seen this in any box store.
I was down at the Walmart in Johnson County, a little bit southern Johnson County.
There's more than one Walmart in
right.
Johnson County.
Well, like this one stands out for a very specific reason.
I can't remember exactly.
119th and Metcalf, probably.
Yeah, maybe.
And so you go to take the cart back.
Well, I didn't have a cart. I was only getting a few items.
Okay.
But where I parked, there was the cart corral.
Yes.
And there were carts strewn about, but the cart corral itself was in the parking lot
median
with all the rocks and everything.
Scott, they've put a cart corral on the grassy median that separates the cars. So you would have to ram it up and over, you would have to cock it back.
Right.
Go up.
And so a lot of the people that had carts just shoved them up there next to it because you're going through all these rocks and you can't get it in there.
Why would they put the corral there?
I have never seen anything like this.
I'm going to assume that they were probably just moving it out of the way for a time and put it there.
Probably restriping the parking lot.
Quite possibly.
Or some potholes.
No, because to have the cart corral there with all of the metal mechanism, those things are heavy and big. And, you know, the corral part of the cart corral, the entire thing would have to be anchored underground, which they have done. It is a fixed structure.
Fixing potholes and restriping a parking lot sounds like a great idea, Sam.
It is not a fixed structure.
You're saying the cart corral could just willy-nilly blow over and kill me?
No.
Well, no, it's not really going to blow over. But you can move it. You could push it across the parking lot if you wanted to.
You know where they put them in the parking spaces? You're like, ooh, I've got one. Oh, no. The corral is there.
No. You want me to believe that the cart corral is not a fixed.
That's what we want you to believe.
It would blow over.
Where would the wind catch?
I was just about to say.
It's just that's what it is.
We don't want you to believe it. It's just real.
The cart corral just sits there.
Yes.
Yeah.
There would be multiple deaths every day across the country in windy conditions.
Dana, there's nothing in the cart corral that would catch the wind. It's
pulling. That thing has to be bolted to the ground.
It's not. No.
It's just a projectile. The cart corral is a projectile.
Well, no, because it doesn't lift off the ground because all of the mechanisms on it are round.
What part of the corral would catch the wind, allowing it to be blown over? The wind goes straight through it.
Have you not ever been in a tornado? Those things would be willy-nilly flying everywhere, killing people.
I've never been in a parking lot during a tornado.
There is no way with the hurricanes down south and our tornadic winds here that those cart corrals just sit there waiting to be blown away
but,
and killing multiple elderly people at the Aldi.
Oh, my God.
Well, actually, the ones at Aldi are bolted down, but that's because there's no cart corrals in the parking lot. Right. The cart corral is next to the store. Right. That's a very different situation.
Those things have to weigh, 400 pounds?
Probably not.
Which is why they don't blow away.
Maybe 100?
Have you never seen cows and trucks swirling around in the sky when there's a tornado? You've lost your mind.
There's a lot of things to pick up.
From a liability standpoint, you couldn't just sit a cart corral down.
Now, I could see in a high wind a shopping cart taking off across the parking lot. Maybe even in a stiff breeze being lifted up and
it's got
about.
Wheels on it.
But that's why you have to actually put it in the corral.
Wait, Dana.
My head hurts.
$2. I'd like to bet you $50 that if you go over to work after work, over to Target after work.
I can just pick one up and drag it.
And inspect it. Tell me if you notice anywhere on there that it is bolted to the ground.
Okay.
And if you are correct that it is indeed bolted to the ground, I will give you $50. And otherwise, which I am 100% certain will be the result, I will expect a $50 bill I arrive to work tomorrow.
I used to shop at Price Chopper because I lived half a block from that Price Chopper over at 133rd Mission Road. Okay, the cart corral didn't just hop around and move like a game of Where's Waldo. The cart corral, for 22 years, there was one right there in front of the store, and then about like 30 feet later, there was another one. Mm-hmm. There would be no point to not affix those to the ground.
Dana, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to call an audible.
Why would one need to be picked up and moved?
I'm calling an audible on the show right now. We're going to move a couple of commercials around so that we can give you a little bit of time to leave the building during the show.
Uh-huh.
And I want you coming up in this next one. You have a low cost life insurance.
I'll go to Hy-Vee. That's where I shop.
I don't
We're
care.
Not saying to leave the show entirely. You have to come back.
Yeah, you have to come back to the show. But what we're going to do is we're going to have you read the low cost life insurance.
Okay.
Then I want you to leave this room.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
And get in your car.
Yeah.
And I want you to drive next door to Target. Get on your phone. Make sure you take your phone with
you. I will take my phone.
And when we come back from the commercial break, we're going to have you get out of your car. Now, you cannot get out of the car until we ask you to get out of the car.
Okay.
And we want you to inspect the
cart corral
at Target.
That apparently is just a projectile in every city in America.
Right.
Here's where this gets interesting.
Wait, no, we can't send her to Target. They're one of three companies known for...
You said Target.
Nope. But you said Hy-Vee.
Let me tell you this.
Hen House. They're bolted.
Let me tell you this. At Hy-Vee, Scott, where I charge my Tesla, where I used to charge my Tesla, there is no cart corral by the Tesla. And I noticed, like, I usually plug it in to charge it, go in and shop, come back. And I said to Johnny the other day, you know what they need to do? They need to put a cart corral for the Tesla drivers right by the Tesla bank, so I don't have to take the cart, 80 yards that way, which I didn't mind doing, but still, when it's cold.
Good for your health.
If everything you're saying is true, Scott, I could just pick up the cart corral and drag it over by the Tesla bays next to the DMV and plop it there because that's where I want it to live.
Well, Dana, would you consider in a tornado something large like a huge industrial trash can?
Yes.
Okay, do you think that the trash can that we have outside this building is bolted to the ground?
No, but I think those are heavier than the cart corral. Here's what I know, lawyers. Corporations have tons of them. And I bet you a lawyer would say, for the price of a 68-cent screw, you should screw that in so that it doesn't tip over, on a toddler and smash someone like a grape, because that would be front page news all over the world. Then people would go, I'll be damned. I always thought those things were bolted down.
Do you want to go over to the Hy-Vee parking lot?
No, I want to go to Target because you told me to go to Target.
Well, now you know that they're bolted.
Where they are affixed.
And why would that be, Dan?
because that company decides to keep their cart corral in a permanent position.
Yes. Like at Price Chopper, it was in the same spot other big for 22 stores. Years. Why would one need to move a cart corral?
I have moved one over when it was impeding into the parking space that I was trying to park in, and there were no other parking spaces.
You just moved it.
Yeah.
You walk up to the end of it. You grab the vertical portion of metal with your hand. You lift. You rotate. You release. You park your car.
Then might I suggest to you, if it was light enough that Sam could just pick it up and move it, it should be a fix.
And maybe that's why
the toughest conversation we've ever had.
Was in the median in the parking lot. Was maybe they moved it.
You know where I wouldn't park with the car that I love? Next to an unaffixed cart corral.
Will you inspect it for its affixation?
Yes, I will, Scott.
Just checking.
Somebody on the text line says sometimes they do not bolt them down in case they get hit, so there's no damage.
What are you talking about?
If it's bolted down and you hit it,
there would be damage.
There's going to be damage if it's not bolted down. Have you ever hit something metal? This is the most ridiculous conversation we have ever had.
Text line, this is the whole story about Dan's cart. This is what it has become. They're like, we never got to the story about Dan's cart. No, this is it. This is,
oh my God.
You're in it.
I'm just assuming that they had moved, the employees of the big box store had moved the cart corral. Maybe they're going to put it somewhere else. And they put it in the median.
Maybe they had it drilled in.
Which was funny.
And they unscrewed it. And moved it.
Because there were other carts. People have put their carts
with the drill
on the median.
How do they plow the cart corral?
We've all had this happen, Sam, where you can't get the cart in the winter back to the corral. It happens every winter here. Because people are too lazy to take it all the way back inside.
Because of the snow?
Yeah.
913.
I speak the truth. I'm sorry. You all are crazy.
The text line disagrees with you in droves.
We'll see about that, because I'm heading to Target. I will report live, and that thing is affixed. I bet you anything that thing is affixed.
If it is affixed, I then want you to go over to Hy-Vee.
If it's not affixed, I'm going to drag it here with both my hands and put it in our parking lot. People would be stealing them.
For what purpose?
Aluminum!
913-586-7798.
Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright, Dan Weinbaum. My name is Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We've gotten the photo.
I see the photo. We do have a photo from Target. I was
very worried. Very worried about sending her over to the particular business to which she was headed after the internet said that they are indeed. Oh, here we go. Hang on.
Okay. Well, while you're fielding that call, Aaron, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Let me get you off, try and get you off speakerphone here. Okay. So.
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, hi, Dana.
Hi.
Aaron, hang on. I guess Sam decided to put Dana on right away. All right, you are at the Target right next door to the radio station, correct?
I am, and I swear to you, I did not get out of my car because it's freezing, and I'm right next to a cart corral that does not have a single cart in it because they just brought the carts in.
Okay. That's not what we asked. Is the cart corral affixed to the concrete?
Well, I'm going to do this live on the air because you told me not to get out of my car until I was here and we would figure it out together.
Okay. All right. So go ahead and exit your vehicle, please.
Okay. I have exited.
All right. You're standing right
they're going to think I'm stealing this. All right. I'm right here.
Nobody is going to think that you're trying to steal a cart corral. Can you try to lift the cart corral off of the concrete, please?
Yes, I'm going to try to drag it toward my car.
No, ready? No. Just see if you can just lift it. That would prove that it's not affixed, or it is.
Ready?
Yep. And somebody just got a hernia.
Okay. One part does scoot a little bit, but let me come to this side, where I'm sure this is affixed. It ain't moving. That thing's bolted in the ground.
Where is the bolt? We need photographic evidence of the bolt in the concrete.
I was going to say, the picture you sent me right now has zero bolts.
It does not look affixed in the picture that you sent us. Yeah, you're stealing that.
It's not budging.
Is it because it's too heavy or because it's affixed?
No, I feel like I would be able to.
Yes.
That did lift a little.
It did lift a little. Okay.
These are really heavy, and if one hit you, you would die.
But looking at the picture, and now that you are standing in front of it, is there anything that could possibly catch the wind to be able to rip the item that you couldn't even lift, even though it's not affixed, off of the ground?
Oh, wait, are you listening? Wait, this is one of our listeners. Hang on. She's right here. Do you think this is affixed or not fixed?
This has got to be affixed.
I think it's
okay.
Fixed, but
where's
not.
The bolts? Like,
the bolts are in there. Like,
this woman says the bolts are in here.
Listening. And by the way, I am in my 40s, and I do listen to this.
Listen, she's listening to our show. Do you hear me?
Well, every day.
That's awesome. Tell her thank you.
Okay, it is sort of.
It can come up.
Oh, okay, so it's sort of moving.
It's okay, that would be not affixed. No movement is affixed.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm hanging up. Bye.
Okay, goodbye. The reason she doesn't want to talk about it anymore is because it's not affixed.
Well, you notice we demanded a picture of said bolts. None were offered.
Aaron, back to you, my friend. Hello.
Okay, so I have personally bolted those down before when I worked at a store that no longer exists, HQ, and because it blew over, because it had a sign attached to it.
Mm.
And so if they have advertisements on them or instructions on how to put your cart back, because people are stupid, they bolt them down or they're concreted into the parking lot. Costco's are all concreted in. I know that for a fact because they're giant. But they do blow over, even if they are just pipe. If the winds are strong enough, they can blow them over. But most of them are not bolted down. They just scoot across the parking lot.
All right, my friend. Jason in Kansas City. Jason, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Yeah, I worked at a Walmart pushing carts for 6 years, and we would move those things all over the place for snow plows so they could clear through there. When we set up the greenhouse every spring, we would have to move them and adjust where they were, so ours were never bolted down. They did have the sign on the top, and even in very strong winds, they would hardly budge. But you could lean against it, and it would slide. So they could be moved, but the wind never really did anything with them.
Jason, thank you for the call, man, and the information.
From the text line. I'm at the Price Chopper on 63rd and Blue Ridge Cutoff. They bolt everything down here so it won't be stolen. Cart corrals, not bolted.
Mike in Topeka. Mike, hello.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I also have a little bit of firsthand experience with this. I own a welding and fabrication shop, and we specialize in on-site mobile welding. And I have been commissioned several times over the years to both build cart corrals and do repairs on them. And I won't say the name of any of the establishments, but of the three establishments that have had me work on their cart corrals or build them for them, only one of them have had me actually bolt them to the ground. The other two did not. They just sit in the parking lot. So it really depends on the establishment. Some bolt them down, some don't.
Why would you want it bolted down? Who's going to steal it?
The establishment that had me bolt them down had issues with people pushing them around the parking lot, and they didn't want them being moved, so they wanted them fixed.
I'll be darned. Okay.
So, yeah.
Mike, always great to hear your voice, man. Be well.
From the text line, I know for a fact that they move because back in the day when I was a skateboarder, we'd move them around all the time so that we could have a rail to skate on.
Huh. From the text line, Dana is probably not coming back to work to face you guys. It's probably true.
That's what I said the second she left. Dana, come back.
She hates it when she's wrong. You know that as well as I do.
Well, text line said I better have $50 for her tomorrow if they're fixed. So I hope you have that same energy, texter.
Mm-hmm. 913-586-7798, 913-586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Fortune magazine out with the list of the top five cities that you could afford to live in on a single person's income, and the top five that are completely out of reach for a single.
Well, and read that, just the top five cheapest cities, period.
Most affordable.
Yeah.
Well, let's go with most affordable. And then the top five least affordable cities on a single person's income. Let's start with the most affordable. Any guesses, anyone? These are places where they do not affix cart corrals.
So affordable. Detroit.
No. I'm going to give them to you.
Thank you.
I know number one.
Most affordable cities in America. Number five, Akron, Ohio.
Okay.
Number four, Des Moines.
Ooh, Des Moines.
Number three, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oklahoma City.
Number two, Baton Rouge. Mm. Number one, the number one most affordable, decent-sized city in America is Wichita.
I'm going to Wichita.
Least affordable cities on a single person's income.
Oh, anywhere in California.
Not one California city is in the top five.
Oh, good God.
Any of them in the East Coast up by the Big Apple?
Number one, New York, New York. That is correct. By the way, they're all on the East Coast.
Oh, then all of the fancy Maine and Connecticut's and all of those places.
Number five is Boston.
Yes.
Number four, I was just there, Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh.
Very expensive.
Really?
Yep. Number three, Jersey City, New Jersey. And number two, Miami, Florida.
Miami.
Yep.
Why would you want to live in Miami? I'm sorry, I've been there. It's you know, to visit 24 hours in and out. Why would you want to live there?
We went there in 2018 or 19. I can't remember. Lovely city. The beach is average at best. But I don't think I'll ever go back to Miami.
I will not.
In this lifetime.
I will not.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
No. I was in a good mood and I was laughing, but I am out of breath because I tried to move a cart corral.
Now, was the cart corral, was it bolted down or not?
You know how they meet in the center?
Okay.
There's two.
Yeah.
There's one going this way, and they meet in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
At the middle end, I could not push or pick that up. On the ends where you put the carts in the hole, where you go in, mm-hmm. I could, with a lot of heft, make it move.
And I told her that I will gladly go this evening and take a video of myself lifting the middle for her so that she can see that it is not bolted.
I listened to the listener that was like, I was a cart corral shop person for 16 years and we moved all the time. They should be affixed. Carry on. I don't know. Why are you going to do this? It's just going to make me mad.
But Dana, we are, if nothing else, a news station. We report the news. Ghislaine Maxwell is in the process of seeking a commutation of her 20-year prison sentence from the current president, according to a whistleblower who spoke with members of the House of Representatives. The whistleblower came forward with the information to Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee and also alleges that Maxwell is getting preferential treatment while she is in prison.
She's a pedophile. Why would we commute the sentence on, and this is not political, any administration in the world, why would anyone say to that woman, yeah, we're going to let you out?
Well, they shouldn't. Why would anyone? I would bet my next paycheck that in the next 3 years, her sentence is either commuted or she is pardoned.
Why?
Because certain people are in the files.
For her to then go write a book?
No, for her to keep her mouth shut.
And Scott, not to go all conspiratorial on you, but if you think that the person that you're referencing is the one pulling the strings in that, I got some swampland in Alaska.
No, I don't know. I don't know who. Here's what I'm saying: she will be pardoned or her sentence will be commuted before the end of the current presidential term. And I would
believe that. Yeah,
I don't. I'm not saying that he necessarily did anything wrong. I don't know. What I do know is that there are people that run around in that club, if you will.
Wouldn't she have sang like a canary already when she was facing all of that prison time?
How she wanted to continue to draw breath. Look what happened to Epstein.
And if she was okay with doing all of that in the first place, she's okay with holding it in, listen, knowing that she'll be, quote, taken care of later.
Yeah. I have no doubt that there are powerful, rich men on both sides of the aisle who have a lot to fear.
Or business people, or
mm-hmm.
moguls, or
princes,
actors.
Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you right now, there are a lot of people who have a lot to fear if she starts talking. And so there's going to be a lot of pressure on the current occupant of the White House to free her. Let her out. By the way, she is getting preferential treatment. And in this story from NBC News, says she is happier now at the minimum security Texas facility.
As long as she's comfortable.
And then she also is allowed to play with dogs.
Unbelievable.
She is given access to outside computers that are brought to her by her lawyers or family and friends.
Unbelievable.
She has been given preferential treatment while she is in this minimum security
facility. And Diddy is boozing behind bars.
Oh, did you hear about that?
Like some toilet hooch, or you mean actual booze?
No, real booze.
Where is that? Here it is. Sean Diddy Combs is denying allegations that he was caught drinking alcohol while serving his prison sentence at the low-security Fort Dix Federal Correctional Institute in New Jersey. His Bad Boys Records team wrote, the rumors claiming that Mr. Combs was caught with alcohol are completely false. His only focus mm-hmm. is becoming the best version of himself and returning to his family.
Okay. A poll that I think is going to surprise you, Scott.
Okay.
Should teenage offenders be treated the same as adults?
Depends on the crime.
I don't know. A new poll is showing some shifting in those views. Americans have expressed record high levels of support for violent teenage offenders receiving some sort of leniency in the criminal justice system rather than being treated the same as adults, according to a new poll from Gallup, which stuns me. The 1,000-person survey conducted a couple weeks ago shows a sharp partisan divide in views, with Republicans' opinions remaining relatively unchanged. Here's a breakdown of the results. When poll respondents were asked how should juveniles between the ages of 14 and 17 who commit violent crimes be treated in the criminal justice system, a plural majority of respondents, 50%, said underage offenders should be given more lenient treatment in juvenile court, and 41% said they should be treated the same as adults, ages 14 to 17. But I'm with you, Scott. I think it depends on the crime. If it is a violent crime against a person, no.
No, you're saying no leniency at
all. I'm not saying you treat them exactly the same as an adult, but I'm saying you don't offer leniency.
I would make the argument 16 and over, if you're accused of murder, automatically tried as an adult.
I agree.
You know right from wrong.
I think you know right from wrong younger than that, but then that gets into a slippery slope of where do we draw the line?
Well, where do we?
I don't think for most cases there should be life in prison for someone who's 14 or 15, save for the most heinous crimes, school shootings, kidnapping and murder of children.
There was a story, I didn't even put it in the stack, and I'm just going off memory. I read it this morning, and I want to say it was in Ohio, where a 9-year-old girl and a 10-year-old boy, okay, are charged in juvenile court, obviously because of their ages, with raping and severely beating. This is a 9-year-old girl and a 10-year-old boy charged with raping and severely beating a 5-year-old kid.
You can't rehabilitate someone like that.
So what do you do with them? This is a current case.
You would put them in the juvenile system until they're 18.
And then what? Let them go?
You don't turn them loose? Was it Paducah, Kentucky or Jonesboro, Arkansas? Were those two boys that pulled the school alarm and then waited for everyone to come outside and then just opened fire?
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of them is now dead in a car wreck in Missouri, I believe.
That's correct.
The other one changed his name and is just out living among mm-hmm. us. I just think for crimes like that, no. For the worst of the worst, there has to be protection for the rest of us in society. Because you do something like that, Scott, I don't think you're lacking something in your humanity or your DNA.
You lack a soul.
When you are murdering a child, like, there's nowhere to go for you at that point, to me.
Weren't they, if and this was 20-something years ago, they pulled the fire alarm in the school and were hiding behind a
berm.
A berm.
Yes.
Because they knew which doors the kids were going to come out.
Yep.
Because they went to school there.
I mean, beyond premeditated, it still chaps my butt that he's out.
And changed his name, and God knows what he's doing now.
I really do feel like that's one of those things where you can't just say all or none. It almost has to be on a case-by-case basis, and we'd be remiss if we did not mention the protests going on, I believe, in Oklahoma, where a 17-year-old rapist was given juvenile status and released.
Without serving any time,
and man, there are protesters in the streets over that decision.
What about the kids? Well, we only know of one who's been arrested and is going through the legal process, but the kids who gunned down Sean Brady.
Only one went through the legal process as an adult, correct?
No, only one, period,
only
is
one
going through the legal process, despite
the
fact that we have witnesses that say that there were multiple people there.
And they dropped the charges on the other one that they had originally charged. Is that correct?
They didn't make the arrests until a number of hours later, and so they believe that the second individual that they arrested was actually not involved. He just happened to be with the original individual.
Okay.
As for the other two people that were allegedly there at the time of the shooting, either they don't know or they're not telling us.
We could argue this till the cows come home. My surprise is with the overall shift, for leniency. I thought when I clicked on that, it was going to say, no, we're done. If you do the crime, you're going to do the time. That's not what that... Now, 1,000 people is not a huge sample size.
But that does make it, quote-unquote, scientific.
Does it?
Anything over 800 is considered a scientific pool.
According to the standard random sampling guidelines.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
So I love myself a good auction story, and one of the most iconic movie props or outfits is about to hit the auction block. The black hat worn by the Wicked Witch of the West is going up for auction just in time for the theatrical release of Wicked for Good. By the Associated Press today, fans are going to get a chance to own memorabilia from the 1939 original film, The Wizard of Oz. And one item is especially witchy. Heritage Auctions is putting the iconic black hat that Margaret Hamilton wore as the Wicked Witch of the West up for sale. The wool hat, by the way, is quite large. It measures 14 inches high with a 19.5-inch diameter brim. It also has a 22-inch elastic chin strap worn by Hamilton during the flying scenes to keep it secure. What's crazy is this is one of the original from the film. You know, you heard Dorothy had tons of pairs of slippers and they used multiple pair. And I think only one still exists somewhere after that guy tried to steal it. This is the only black hat. And in fact, two different versions of those ruby slippers will be auctioned as well. One, a right foot shoe worn by Garland during rehearsals, adorned with the crimson burgundy glass bugle beads. A replica of the ruby slippers made by Weston Costume Company for the film's anniversary will also be for sale, but that's a replica. What do you think? What do you think that would be worth?
The hat?
Yeah.
Man, $200,000.
Sam,
$250.
What hat?
Well, you
tell me you didn't listen to the show without telling me you didn't listen to the show.
You think about like iconic movie.
The Wicked Witch's hat in The Wizard of Oz.
Things.
Oh, I don't know.
Like like Indiana Jones and the like his hat the or the whip or like a lightsaber. Star Wars is kind of in its own category, but.
And so is The Wizard of Oz.
As far as props go, this is a big, to me, this is a big one.
I mean, if you were going to say the ruby slippers, then. All bets are off on what that would fetch, but this is just...
But there's a bunch of pairs of those.
Not anymore. See, I'm always amazed at what people are willing to buy or pay for at an auction for X number of millions and millions of dollars, And then things that you think would be like...
huge.
Like the whip from Indiana Jones, you know, goes for like...
I'd rather have the broom. I'd rather have the broom. You could put that in a shadow box and put it above your mantle and it would be the coolest thing ever. I'd rather have a broom.
That would be pretty cool.
I would say the hat would probably go for, yeah, $250.
Yeah.
We will keep you posted.
Food delivery apps may be destroying the restaurant business from the inside out. Nearly 3 out of 4 restaurant meals are now eaten off site.
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
three yeah. out of four?
3 out of 4. Well,
which is also indicative, by the way, of how many more people are, you know, buying out per meal. I know of a certain number of people who never make a meal at home, ever.
Ever?
They wake up, they go get oatmeal from McDonald's.
Really?
But then they bring it home and put walnuts on it.
Right. They go to work and they pop by Panera for a salad for lunch. And they're going home and they stop and grab something.
That would be all of your salary.
I would say 95% of the meals that we eat are at home, home cooked.
I think we're around 95% as well, unless we're feeling ultimately lazy that evening. And then we go to Chipotle where it's only $20 for both of us.
We're 80%.
80% at home?
At home.
Really?
Except on the weekends. During the week, we're 80% at home.
And how many meals on the weekend do you eat out?
2.
Always dinner?
Maybe one lunch, one dinner.
Well, see, I would believe you if we didn't have the argument about McDonald's oatmeal last week.
Well, that's not eating out. I don't count grabbing a Diet Coke. What do you mean?
That's not eating out?
I mean like going somewhere and sitting down and eating.
Well, for example, Friday night we were feeling particularly lazy and we always split a meal because the portion sizes are just
they're way too big.
Designed to make you fat. So we got a chicken sandwich and some fries, and we split them from Nick and Jake's out by our house, right? When I told T, I'll pick it up on the way home. Don't worry about it. I walked in there, and they have a table
for
carryout now.
Huge.
And it was stocked. I'm sitting there. I didn't bring my glasses, and I'm trying to read names. And finally, the young lady comes over and goes, "Who are you here for?" And I said, "Tasha." And she goes, "It's right over here."
Aww.
I mean, there were well over a dozen takeout meals on that table.
But they're still making money off those meals.
Yeah, they are.
And you're not using their silverware and their bathrooms and their staff.
Birthdays today. Ellen Pompeo is 56. Miranda Lambert is 42. And Tracy Morgan, actor and comedian, is 57. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. And God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.